Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Jamal Lascelles and Emile Krath are both injury concerns ahead of Newcastle's home game with Burnley tomorrow. Alan Saint-Maximin trained without any problems yesterday and should be available to face the Clarets despite having missed Wednesday's Carabao Cup win at Newport. Lascelles was also absent at Rodney Parade and the Newcastle skipper is struggling with a hamstring problem that could limit his involvement tomorrow. Steve Bruce said Alan looks as if he could be fit. He's trained all week. We decided not to risk him against Newport, but we hope he's well and he's got over his ankle injury. However, Jamal and Emile are a bit of a problem. We'll see how they are today. They are my concerns. Moving on, and Bruce says he knows what to expect when Burnley arrive at St James's Park on Saturday night and hopes his side can go into the international break on a high with a victory over the Clarets. The Magpies play their second home Premier League game of the season, an 8 p.m. kickoff against Sean Dyche's men, knowing a win for the 10th placed outfit could lift them into the top six at this early stage of the campaign. Well, Bruce said, you know what's coming. Dyche has got his identity and I'm a big admirer of his, what he's done, what he's achieved. There's different ways to play football. He plays two up top, two big physical centre forwards. They're a bit direct, play off the front and ask the question constantly and have been very successful at it, so we know what to expect. And finally, Evangeline Shen has broken her silence on the Belagraph Nova Group's takeover bid for Newcastle. BNG made a £280 million offer for the club in the summer. Shen claims that the group is aggressively pursuing a deal for the club and last week met a representative of United owner Mike Ashley, who is taking legal action against the Premier League over their stance on a proposed Saudi Arabia-backed takeover. She said, "We're always in contact and we're still very aggressive on trying to close the deal." That's all for now. We'll have more later.